With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Right now, there's a statewide effort to modernize 911 call systems in Wisconsin. As WXPR reported last week, Lincoln County recently received a $416,000 grant to upgrade its emergency communication system. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the county emergency manager about what that transition will look like.
Calling 911 for emergency services was established in the 1960s. Over the years, updates have been made, but until recently, counties in Wisconsin still used an analog system. There's currently a statewide effort to transition counties to the digital next-gen 911 system. Tyler Verhessel is the Lincoln County Emergency Management Director.
This is a huge advancement for our public safety sector, so that's why we're very excited to bring a very analog industry into the digital age.
NextGen 911 has a lot of advantages. Location data will be more accurate down to 10 meters compared to the 100 meters it is right now. Counties can opt in for texting or even FaceTiming 911. Lincoln County plans to use the text option. It's meant to improve communication and emergency response between counties. Verhessel says it will also make the system itself more resilient by creating redundancies.
For example, our dispatch center, our PSAP, is in Merrill. There was one line running down to Marathon County in Wausau, where our analog hub is. And if there was an interruption to that line, then we would lose our emergency operations, communications. So with this digital system, if one line is interrupted, we are not going to lose service.
There are no expected delays or disruptions during the transition to NextGen 911. Work will begin next month and is expected to take about a year. The $416,000 grant Lincoln County received from the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs Office of Communications is expected to cover majority of the costs. Verhessel says once the new system is up and running, they plan to educate people to ensure they know all of the capabilities and functions of NextGen 911. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A crash killed one person on Highway 17 north of Rhinelander. It closed the highway for most of yesterday afternoon. Just after 1 p.m. Monday, the Oneida County Sheriff's Office got a call about a two-car crash on Highway 17 in the town of Pine Lake. It was just south of the intersection with Mud Lake Road. The sheriff's office says the initial investigation shows a car heading south on 17 crossed the center line and crashed head-on into a car heading north. The driver of the southbound car died. The driver of the other car was injured and taken to Rhinelander Aspirus Hospital and then later flown to Wausau for treatment. Names have not been released. President-elect Donald Trump says former Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy is his choice to be Transportation Secretary as he continues to roll out picks for his cabinet. Duff is a former reality TV star who was one of Trump's most visible defenders on cable news, a prime concern for the media-focused president-elect. Duffy served in the House for nearly 9 years, was a member of the Financial Services Committee, and was chairman of the Subcommittee on Insurance and Housing. Duffy represented Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District from 2011 until leaving Congress in 2019. The district covers much of northwestern and central Wisconsin. More recently, Duffy has been co-host of The Bottom Line on Fox Business. Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Humpty has conceded defeat in the race narrowly won by Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, saying he will not pursue a recount. Hovde could have requested a recount because his margin of defeat was less than one percentage point at about 29,000 votes, but Hovde said Monday he would not do that. Baldwin declared victory after the Associated Press called the race for her on November 6th, the day after the election. Baldwin outperformed Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin, who lost Wisconsin by about as many votes as Baldwin defeated Hovde. The Langley County Sheriff's Office struggles with finding enough help. They're facing shortages in many positions. Sheriff Mark Weston says the situation has been developing for several years. He even had to turn to neighboring Marathon County for help. Weston says keeping workers is tough due to the challenges and hours the positions involve.
We don't ever shut down for anything, ever. And we're not unique in public safety that way, but we are unique to all the other positions in Lang Lake County that are being offered for general employment.
Weston says he's gone to the Lang Lake County Administrator to talk about ways to make the positions more attractive to possible employees. Weston also talked to Lang Lake County Board Supervisors at their 2025 budget hearing. Budget talks are still ongoing, but he hopes they can get some help. The department is currently hiring employees for multiple positions. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Advocates for paid family leave in Michigan are urging lawmakers to pass the Michigan Family Leave Optimal Coverage before the 2024 legislative session ends. Crystal Blair has the latest.
Introduced last year, MyFlock aims to create a 15-week paid family and medical leave program. Danielle Atkinson is National Executive Director for Mothering Justice, a nonprofit that empowers mothers of color to drive family policy change. At a virtual news conference hosted by the Michigan League for Public Policy, Atkinson outlined key points her group has presented to lawmakers.
This is the issue that we see again and again presented by new moms, people who are cancer survivors, and people who are saying goodbye at the end of life to their loved ones, that they can't afford it, that they're making choices between loving and making a living.
According to a report from Michigan's Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, 71% of Michiganders are in favor of the bill, and 20% say they're not on board. This year's legislative session ends December 19th. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.